What's your sourcing process for dropshipping products? This is what we're going to talk about here on the channel. If you're new to this channel, my name is Niels Older. I'm living in China since 2013, and I have a sourcing agency here where we help people source their products, whether that's a private label product, whether that are bulk orders, or whether that's finding suppliers for dropshipping. So today I want to give you the exact steps that we go through when finding dropshipping suppliers. And these are the exact steps that you can just copy, paste, and follow. So very first, when we look for dropshipping products or dropshipping suppliers, obviously you gotta know kind of what product you need. One of the most important things that is often overlooked when it comes to dropshipping is the product quality. I know you're dropshipping for two reasons. First reason is because it's a budget question, right? Can't go and full in and order 500 units, 1,000 units. Secondly, what I feel like a lot of people that go into dropshipping is you don't care about the customer. You just want to make some quick money. You don't care how they perceive the product. Or at least that I feel that was a lot of people that sell, and you have to get rid of that mindset ASAP. That's not the mindset that you can succeed with, because you need to have extremely good product quality. Otherwise, you get buried in refunds. Your margins are so small. Refunds can kill your dropshipping business really, really quick, right? So you have to make sure that you have really, really good product quality. Then the second thing that you have to make sure is that you have a reliable dropshipping supplier, meaning they are actually sending out your products in time. They're not procrastinating on it. They are not, you know, running out of stock all the time. They can quickly send out your product. I'm going to give you the steps and the overviews exactly how we do it so that you can follow it. Very first, once you have the product, doesn't matter where you go. You can go on Alibaba. We're using Taobao, which is like Chinese eBay, Chinese Amazon, if you will. We use that platform here internally because on that platform, we speak Chinese, so we can just talk to these people, or at least the girls in the office, the sourcing experts that we're hiring that are working in our office here in Shenzhen, China. They are all Chinese, right? So it's very easy when you have someone in China that can do that for you, if you have someone that speaks Chinese. In the very first step, we just want to make broad selections of different suppliers that could do that. What you don't want to do, and this is what I see most people do, is go out and see, okay, this is one supplier that looks good on the picture, I'm going to go with that one. So they reach out to that one supplier, they get the prices from the one supplier, and they order one sample from the one supplier to see if the product is good. That's not how we do it. Profit margins are so slim, or the price ranges are very, very different. So what you want to do is you want to reach out to as many possible suppliers as possible. 20, 30, 40 different suppliers that possibly could be your dropshipping supplier. And we just get quotes from them. We ask them about the prices. We ask them about the shipping times. We ask them how long does it take them to fulfill their products. That's the very first step. Contact as many suppliers as you can and get quotations. And the second step, after you filter that down, it's kind of your sourcing funnel, right? You filter all of those down. You see, hey, what supplier seemed reliable? What supplier came back quickly with answers? What supplier can I communicate well with? And most importantly, well, not most importantly, the reliability is most important, but also very important, who can give me a good price? Who leaves me enough margin to operate? So what you want to look for is not only having the best possible price, but having the most reliable supplier. Then you want to narrow that down and filter that down and say, okay, now I have a couple of suppliers that I like. I want to get samples from 3 to 5 suppliers. This is what you should do to make a selection, because you need the price, you need the quotes, you need the numbers, but you also need to make sure the quality is the way you want it, right? Therefore, you have to order multiple samples. You can waste a lot of time, especially if you're doing that for multiple products. If you have one supplier that you like and you order one sample from them and then you wait, and then the sample comes to you and the sample doesn't look good. So you go back to the next supplier, you approach the next supplier, you get a sample from them, the sample comes to you, also doesn't look good. You do it again, weeks go by, don't do that. Go be decisive, say, okay, now we have 3 suppliers here that we get samples from, or 5 suppliers. You get them all at the same time, you have them all shipped to you, you can look at them all at the same time, you can make a decision. You can say, okay, this is the supplier I want to go with. You don't want to dabble around for too long. I know it's all scary, I know it's all new, right, starting to sell your products, but dropshipping, it's all something that you haven't done before. But there's a reason why you want to do that, so you shouldn't procrastinate on that. Step number one, contact as many suppliers as possible. Step number two, filter them down and order 3 to 5 samples. And then step number three, that's when you choose your dropshipping supplier, where you make the proper agreement with and say, okay, this is a product I like. Now we go into the negotiation phase. That's your process. That's how you find dropshipping suppliers. I know it can take a lot of time. This is the process that you say, oh man, like I need 3 samples from them and I need to contact so many. Think about it this way. if you don't put all the work in right now to compare as many possible suppliers as possible, you're going to pay for that later because your margins are going to be smaller. So you might not even be able to make this profitably. Invest the time now, do the research, put the time in now before you start selling the products, right? Because that's really where your money comes from. You have so small margins anyway. Make sure that you get the best price from the most reliable supplier here. That's the process that you want to do. And then you say, well, man, it's like there's so many, like so much work. I want to have my store. It was 10 products. Now I need 30 samples. Now I need to contact hundreds of suppliers. Like, how do I do that? I'm working a full-time job. I can do that for you, okay? I'm just going to give you the math here. If you get 10 products, you need to order 3 samples from each. That's 30 samples for you. If you pay $60, if you pay $50 for that, that's between $150 and $180 per product to check the samples, right? You need to have a little bit of money here to make sure that you can get samples at least, because there's no point in selling these products and then the customer won't refunds all the time because your product quality can't live up to their standard. These $150 to $180, our service starts there, okay? Our service starts at $150 where you say, hey, you have 10 products that you wanna do. We do them for you. So you just hire us to do it. We order samples for you. We find suppliers for you. We do all of the work for you. And once the work is done of picking suppliers, getting you quotations, by the way, we always can get you a much, much better price that you can get, because from Chinese to Chinese, it's so much easier to get a better price, okay? If I go downstairs, not downstairs, I am downstairs. If I go down the street to the fish market with my girlfriend, she's Chinese. I have to walk a few meters behind her because as soon as I'm with her, the price goes up. The same thing happens to you on AliExpress, okay? As long as you're not Chinese, your price is gonna go up. So we can get you a better price here. We can order all of the samples for you, pay all of the samples for you. That's all included. Get the samples all to our office. We can check the quality for you and send you pictures and see how you like it. And optionally, we can put them all in one package and send them all to you. You don't have to pay for it yourself. You're not paying more than you would anyway for the process, and someone is doing it for you. So if you're interested in that, let's jump on a call. My email address is below in this description. Just shoot me an email and I'll jump on a call with you and tell you what we can do. If you'd want to do it yourself, well, here you got the process. Let's summarize that. Very first, you want to get as many quotations as possible. Second, you want to get 3 to 5 samples per product. And then third, you choose your supplier, you negotiate, and you make an agreement with them. It's not that hard, but it takes time. So if you want to take time out of the equation and go with my no-brainer offer, just shoot me an email below and I'll catch you tomorrow.